We're rolling over in excitement for Bark in the Park coming your way on May 3rd from 10 to 2. And the theme this year is Diners, Drive-Ins, and Donks. And I have our very own Heather McIntyre to tell us all about it. So what made y'all choose the theme?
Well, each year we have a theme for the event. And we just thought this year we took a vote across the board. And that kind of was the winner. So we think it's a really fun theme. We encourage people to come and dress up your dogs and just have fun with it.
Oh, for sure. And we're looking forward to all the different events going on. You've got a Bad Boy Bandit raffle going on. Tell me about that.
We do. We're super excited about the raffle this year. Bad Boy has generously donated a Bandit UTV. MSRP on this Bad Boy Bandit is about $16,000. So we're selling raffle tickets. We've been selling tickets for about a month. So we'll have the winner announced Saturday during Bark in the Park. We're going to announce the winner and do the drawing at about 1 o'clock.
And to mention that too, it's going to be in a different location because, you know, the river's kind of being worked on right now. So
it is. So we're very excited to have the event this year at Lyon College. It will be in the Couch Garden, which is just behind the chapel. So it'll be a great venue for our event this year.
For sure. And we're looking forward to the annual Wiener Dog Race. I love that title. It's got to be so cute just watching them run.
It is. Yes, it's super cute. It's a lot of fun. Participants look forward to it every year. Last year, I think we had about 20 dogs who participated in the race, so it is super cute, and prizes will be awarded.
Ooh, and prizes still to be awarded with the Amateur Donk Show and the Alumni Strut. I like that. What is the Alumni Strut? Tell me about that.
Yeah, so the Alumni Strut, we love to have our dogs that have been adopted from the Humane Society in the past come out and join us for the event. We love to see how they're doing and how they've settled into their wonderful homes and get to see just how they're doing.
Yeah, make sure they're doing okay and be like, hey, you got a good home. Good job.
Exactly. Yeah.
And exactly. We have food trucks and concession, of course. So many great options. I see that you've got some fresh squeezed lemonade.
We can't beat that. Yes, we do. We'll have lots of food and beverage at the event this year. We'll have our HSIC concession stand. Again, all proceeds go back to the Humane Society. We have amazing, delicious, fresh squeezed lemonade. We'll also have Pink Puppy Snow and Planet Smoothie there this year. Lyon College food truck will be there as well. So lots of great things to eat. Pico will be there doing some chicken for us. And we always have our Pioneer dogs. Mm-hmm. So lots of great food and beverage.
And of course, the kids are invited to come out to this too, as well as vendor booths. And I think, do you guys still have any open or?
We do. We have some spots available for vendors. We've got about 20 signed up so far. So if you have arts or crafts or products and services that you'd like to share with the community, please get in touch and we'll save you a spot.
And to do that, how do they get in touch with you? A good phone number or anything like that?
Yeah, they can contact us at the Humane Society and we'll be happy to reserve them a spot.
So we're looking forward to it. Bark in the Park's coming your way on May 3rd. That's this weekend. It just occurred to me that's this weekend. But we're going to have a lot of fun and we look forward to seeing everyone out there. Heather, thank you for coming in to tell us about that.
Thank you for having me.